Okay. Okay, so this is real, not a dream like the things you were talking about. Yeah, it's real, Tommy. Well, I just don't want to wake up and say, oh, I really do have nothing, not even my radio show. No, Tommy, I know you're down. And this is real. This is, jeez, I can't. I mean, if it's a dream, it's not yours, it's mine. Well, why would I be in your dream then, Podman? Well, it's not a dream. It's, you know, the other one. Oh, with a mission. No. Never mind. A night dream. Yeah, a night dream. Oh, as opposed to a daydream. Or day sleep, like when I sleep. Okay, Tom, and actually, believe it or not, I'm going to let you have your show back for this episode if you actually do. Oh, okay. Okay, ready. Okay, I'm just a little nervous. A week off, you know, and everything that's happened, and the fact I'm losing, you know, just my. Okay, you're looking at me with such kind eyes, Podman. Okay, Tom, well, you can do it. Remember, K-Bounce Radio. Oh, okay, yes. Okay, breathing. No holding your breath and turning blue, Tom. And okay, Tom, please start the show. Okay, sorry, Podman. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you back to K-Pounce Radio. Our afternoon adventure theater is back after a week where a man made a mistake and chose not to air a show. That was so wonderful. We heard from all of you. Did we hear from? No. Why not? Oh, because usually I read it as well. Wait, we heard from so many millions of you. Where is K-Pow? Where is the tales of friendship I've come to rely on? What happened to the station I love to listen to? Well, we're back, K-Pounce Radio. The radio friendship of best friendship bound by friends that understand what best friends are. Sir Tommen and Sir Pounce, the founders and the creators of K-Pounce Radio. We're proud to present in our afternoon best friendship theater. Okay, Podman, go. Tommen and Pounce in space with Dr. Panic. Okay, great. Okay. So, Pounce, please repeat. What do you mean? I'm sorry, Sir Pounce. I can't understand you at all. That didn't even sound like a normal Sir Pounce. Sir Pounce, please tell me what happened after we launched the weapon.
I can't tell you why.
Okay. Could you just put it up on the screen? It's easier for me that way. Say it and say it on the screen. Okay, Dr. Panic, read that to me.
Okay, it says casualties 100%, sir.
What's the casualty?
Red.
Red what?
I believe he means casualties are at 100%. The entire universe of innocence is gone.
Okay. What do you mean, gone where?
You've destroyed the entire universe of innocent people.
Oh, okay. You mean like gone like my father?
Exactly, sir.
Oh, no. Dear Sir Pounce. Yes, I said to launch the destructivist weapons, sir. Because they had said that mean thing to me. And I did not like it one bit. Oh, dear. So, when it was all innocent people, we destroyed an entire... How many people were in that universe, Sir Pounce?
1 million.
What did he say? We'll put it on the screen. What is that number?
I believe that's a trillion, 2 trillion, sir.
Okay, how many people used to work in the castle, Space Academy castle, Dr. Panic, do you know?
45.
Is that less than 2 trillion?
Okay.
Okay, so Bounce, are you saying a radio message is coming?
Right.
Okay, who would it put it up on the screen? It's too fuzzy, I can't see.
Wastewater.
Well, it's underwater.
Well, Mavnis, is Kalpalina calling you?
Is that Kalpalina calling me? Kalpalina, is that you? I cannot read. You are under the sea.
Why did you destroy innocent people?
Okay, Kalpalina, I can't understand what you're saying at all about the innocent people.
Tommen, you destroyed an entire universe of innocent people.
Oh, yes. I can't understand you, Kalpalina. So good to see you. I love you so. We will be together soon forever, I believe.
Bobby, could you
just tell me you love me and then say goodbye, blow me a kiss, and then we will see each other soon, Kalpalina, please?
Tommen, I don't know if I could ever love a man who would why would you destroy a universe of innocence?
This again, Kalpalina, I can't read you, but if you're saying, rinds of Kelpie finishings, fishing nets, oh dear. So Pounce, what, did we remember to put those fish we caught, did you eat all the fish?
You went from out.
Oh, after I took them out to clean the tank, I forgot. That was like 2 weeks ago. Oh, I'm sorry, Kalpalina. I did forget the fish. I apologize.
2 trillion innocent people because of you, Tommen. I could never love a man who takes life without such seriousness.
Serious eyes. Dr. Penn, can you tell me, can you not confirm what Kalpalina is saying and rephrase it in a way that does not make me feel like I'm
going to cry?
Or just, you know, Dr. Penn, do you know how to change? Did you hypnotize anyone ever? Could you hypnotize Kalpalina to love me?
Tommen, you must turn back from the path you have taken and choose your own path. And then you may find some love. Goodbye from the kelp forest. Please change your ways.
Okay, Kalpalina, I love you too. I will talk to you sooner than better, please. Is she still there, Sir Pounce?
Rope.
Rope. Kelp rope or fish rope?
Transmission terminated.
Oh, Dr. Panic, could you try to explain things to me? Because I'm just so confused.
Okay, Tommen. Well, I think I believe Kalpalina is not pleased
that you destroyed. Why did you, I was in the restroom while all this happened.
We've been in the restroom for 2 weeks, Dr. Panic.
Well, I'm not a human. I use the restroom in a different manner than a human.
Oh, goodness. No need to explain any more, please. But tell me, please, explain to me. So Kalpalina's not happy with me. Why?
You destroyed an innocent universe of people. Two trillion people, Tommen. There are certain philosophies that believe the people of the sea are the most innocent of all people. So I'm sure Kalpalina could relate.
Why would people of the sea be so innocent? They eat each other. And they've seen fish eat their own poop, remember?
Well, yes, Tommen, but they just is a biosphere, closed, semi-closed, depending on, you know, only out, there's a natural thing that goes on there, and they do not bully.
Well, okay, let me explain things to you while you were in the bathroom, Dr. Panic.
The Queen of Confusion came, and she said, she sent me a secret broadcast into my mind in my room.
Well, you had a broadcast over the whole PA system, sir.
Okay, well, it was still secret between me and my Queen of Confusion. And it was a call that the Queen of Confusion accidentally sent to me. She didn't know I was watching, and she was on the radio with Kalpalina. So I'm very confused right now, because she said she was talking to Kalpalina. I think she was. I didn't see Kalpalina, but I heard bubble, and then she laughed a lot when she was talking about me. And the Queen of Confusion said, well, what would it take to make Tom, you know, make you love Tom? And then they joked back and forth about me. But they didn't know I was listening. So I said, well, geez, I could cry and hold my breath, but no one's here. You know, Sir Pounce is running the ship. The Mirror Image Man, I think we had some adventure, but I don't remember between when we got from last week. It was a week ago. Wherever the week happened, I don't remember. We lost that guy. You were in the bathroom, Dr. Panic. Sir Pounce was flying, so I guess it was between me and him. But Mother, I mean, the Queen of Confusion, she was on the phone with Galbalina. And Galbalina was saying, well, only I think I would more love a man who knows how to take charge, take a seahorse by the reins. So that's why I took the fish out. I said, are there any seahorses in here? But then I went back to listening because she said, well, geez, Queen of Confusion said, was talking about Lintel, I think, and how Lintel... How the Queen of Confusion preferred the opposite of a man, like a man. She said, Kepelina, wouldn't you like a man who is more like a boy, you know, easily to mold, more like a clay boy that you could mold and say, well, geez, I don't like it. Let me rearrange you. And she said, you know, to model and to do with as you wish and then roll it up into a ball and throw it away when you are done. And then Galbalina said, oh, no, no. And again, I was thinking about it. Queen of Confusion and Galbalina, they sound similar. Before, this time they sounded more like my tone. But this time it was when they didn't know I was listening in. So I said, well, it's just, is this wrong? But then Galbalina said, well, I know the man I would love. What would impress me is a man willing to set an example. And I said, okay, a man. And I said, she said, I wish I knew my letters to write this down, but I should remember example, king. She loves King Example. And I said, oh, who is this King Example? But then they kept talking. She said, a man. She said, I have heard of this, Kepelina said, this innocent galaxy of people who claim they have never done any wrong. They live in naturalness. They do not know of war or hatred or greed. An entire universe of interdependent planets, dependent on each other's kindness. All the species of the planet depend on each other. Help each other in the most natural way. They're not even aware of it. In a perfect symbiosis, I think she might have said. And then I said, well, the King Example is just a symbiosis, Mr. Perfect Symbiosis. And I said, geez, I ran. And I think I forgot about the fish right then that I had taken out of the tank. And she said, you know, I'm tired of hearing about this universe of the innocents. And then, you know, the world needs to know that there is no innocence. That, you know, even the people, my people of the sea, sometimes we have to eat. And sometimes, you know, queens, whether queens of the sea or queens of a universe of confusion, do have to mold some clay. And do have to say, well, geez, I'm going to use this clay to do what I want instead of what the clay wants, because the clay is meant to be molded and changed, not to make its own decisions. And the clay may claim it's innocent, like this universe of innocence. But as the clay walks the path meant for it by fate, or a proper queen, maybe not even a queen by title, maybe just someone that knows best, they know that there is no innocence in this world. And therefore, why would there be a universe of innocent people and creatures living in love and harmony? And, you know, and then I stopped listening. I'll be honest, Dr. Panic. I said, geez, sir, I'm really sick of this King Symbiosis. And I said, computer, what is the most destructive weapon? Do we have anything universe destructive level on this ship? And the computer said, I can't remember the computer because I had to do, the computer said, you know, talked back to me. And then they said, this is a command. What are you doing, Tom? And I said, override, override, override all commands. I am the, I'm in charge now. I've taken command. And for this, the innocents will pay for the king. I think maybe I did hold my breath for a while. Maybe it was a dream. I dreamt of a whole, this king, I think it was two kings, or a two-headed king it was, I think. Example, symbiosis. The most perfect innocent king in the world. And I said, well, he must, him and his universe must go. Clearly that is what Capolina needs. And then I said, and they said, you, it's a trick. And I said, yes, it is. You're being tricked, and I am in charge. And I said, luckily, you know, I'm used to be, you know, having the power. So I had, when I knew if I said override, 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 blue face breath, and I held my breath to that exact point again where my brain was flashing with this king, this two-headed king. That I would get my, you know, I would take control, and I launched the entire, they said they don't, there is no weapon, to, only thing that destructive, you know, I think I override the computer. I said, tell me, figure it out. It wasn't very unlike me. Okay, I'm still listening. This is amazing. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you, Dr. Panic, for checking in. They said, this is a long thing. And then so I said, the only way, they figured out the only way to destroy it was the power plant of the Pyramid Station, Pyramid Base. And so then I said, oh, okay, you know, send Pyramid Base. And I figured out, override the coolant plant, launch full engine force into the heart of universe. Of innocence, and I said, "What is this star powered by gas or molten core, a gas core, a liquid core? It is, you know, confused with the engines inside, and I collided it to the pyramid base with the sun and wiped out the entire universe of innocence." And I said, "Geez, Dr. Panic, hear me out. This, I said, I was expecting to feel much better after, but I felt worse." I said, "Oh boy." I'm hearing things in my ears, whistling and pitching. Did I hold my breath too long? That was what I first thought. And then I dreamed that I was many things. I said, geez, I don't remember what I dreamed about. I said, well, but now with this call from Capolina, so what do you think, Dr. Panic? Did I mess up?
Well, you are, which why maybe it's possible is an error.
Possible, which was an error, what Capolina's saying, right, that she does not love me, because I think that's really what she said. I was trying to deny it for a while.
I know this is going to sound strange, but what if the Queen of Confusion was pretending to be Capolina, and you are the clay?
Okay, does that make me innocent?
No, it makes you guilty a pawn.
Okay, Dr. Panic, you know you're fired and you need to launch yourself out of the airlock, and I will continue on without your help for the next rest of the mission.
Well, what about I'm innocent?
You're not innocent, Dr. Panic. I've been in your lab.
Well, I am innocent, actually, Dr. I'm just a character for you to reflect your thoughts off of. I'm nothing but a mirror that talks back to you.
And you're about to be launched off.
Sir Pounce, computer, prepare the airlock for launching Dr. Panic out.
Oh, goodbye, Dr. Panic. It was good working with you. Goodbye.
Sir Pounce, what do you think about that?
Okay. Okay, well, Sir Pounce, I don't know. Oh, dear, I'm starting to feel heavy, Sir Pounce.
Is Dr. Panic out of the airlock yet?
No. Okay, Sir Pounce, what should I do? Could you come sit in my lap, please? Oh, what a friend. Who's steering the ship?
Really?
Who? Rerun?
Rerun.
You don't know. Okay, well, that's fine. The bounce as I pet you, I feel like I need to take some time. Am I the clay? Was I tricked by the Queen of Confusion? To destroy an entire universe of innocent people thinking they were led by a perfect king. Oh, dear. Okay, and what should I do next, Sir Pounce? I don't know. I will need time to think about it and see how guilty I really am and what I need to do to make it right or fix it or... Sir Pounce, are you listening? You are? Okay, well, if you were Kelpelina... Rowena, I know you're not Kelpelina, but if you were, could I save 2 trillion people to fix my wrong? Is it two? Is that more than four? Two is more than four people, right?
Right.
With that, what do you think, Sir Pounce? Well, I just need to sit here with Pen Pet my cat for a few days and figure things out as the ship goes where it goes. Dr. Panic is out. Hopefully he's gone. I don't have to hear him anymore, rephrasing my thoughts. But one day, after petting my cat for a long time and calming myself, sis, I'm feeling much calmer already, Sir Pounce. How about you?
Right.
Oh, you love it. When I pet you, Sir Pounce, it makes you feel great. It makes me feel... You're like a therapy cat. If I could pet you, maybe I will pet Sir Pounce 2 trillion times, and that will fix everything, and then I will know what to do next. So I will be here with my best friend, petting him and breathing and saying 2 trillion pets for my cat until I could figure out a way. Okay, that is the end of the episode.
Okay, so please take over.
You gotta say that, okay, Pounce. Okay, okay. But I'm really upset, not for faking. This is not acting. Okay, but just... okay, Tom. I'll do you. Thank you for listening to K-Pounce Radio. K-Pounce Radio. Until next time on... Tom and Pounce in Space. Without Dr. Panic anymore. K-Pounce Radio. The radio of best friendship. Okay, so thanks. Yes, I'm just... I'm having trouble breathing. What if I didn't make that story up? It just came out of me. And I don't know. It's making me think about this whole thing that's going on in the, you know, the other universe, the one you said I'm not allowed to talk about. I'm having trouble breathing. Okay, Tom, calm down. I'm going to pat your back. A lot of times patting people's backs works, okay? Like petting Sir Pounce in the story. I said that would calm me down, but it's not calming me down because I say, not even Mother's coming for my calls now, and I don't know what to do, but I have a sense I've done something, made a mistake. Okay, just let me pat your back, Tom, and know that everybody makes mistakes. Now, not everybody could be easily said, geez, that's just like a king of another universe, not a fan fiction universe or a fiction, you know, similar to a fictional universe. So similar. That could have made mistakes too. And that king may have made mistakes, but the mistakes aren't permanent yet. Well, some of them. But, you know, they're not permanent yet, so let's just wait and see, and I'll pat your back for a little while, and then you'll go back to, you know, your hometown. And I'm sure with this story, as long as you pet Sir Pounce, maybe your mind will clear and you'll know what to do next before it's permanent. Well, then the story that you made up, you made that up, huh, Sir Tom? And right on the... Yes, because I think I was feeling guilty. I said, I can't hide anymore from my shame. They always say that to me. And now I know what it means. No, I think it means something different, but to be honest, because I've heard that before. Oh, they say that to you. That makes sense for you. But for me, I'm, you know, not like you. Yeah, you're not like me at all, Tom. Not a bit like me at all. Because I have a dog, not a cat. Big difference between the two of us. But anyway, it'll be okay, okay? We'll just pat your back. We'll pat your cat in this story. And I'm sure that next week, I'll talk to you next week, probably. I mean, I can't be sure of that, but it's okay. I'm sure I'm going to pat your back right now, and you're going to pet Sir Pounce, okay? Okay, Podman, you are of the lowest, you're the best of the lowest class right now. That's patting my back. Thank you. Thanks, Tom, and thanks for the honor of calming you down. It's an honor to do. Oh, you're welcome for giving you the honor, but don't take it, you know. It's not going to be an official title or anything, back patter. I have actually someone that's good, but they know how to massage, too, and not just pat. And also massage my ego, they say. Massage your ego, too. And they would say, not like you would say, they would say, oh, you are the wisest king. Could you say that? Okay, we got to go. Okay, thanks, Tom, and bye. Okay, bye. It's time for my prayers. Old gods and the new Miller, Smith, Barky, Jester, Crone, sweet, sweet Crone. I'm not praying to you in order of appearance or importance, just in order of, what came out of my mouth. Well, guys, you've probably been with me the past, but I said, geez, I don't know if you've been paying attention. You know, I know you're with me at all moments, watching everything shameful I do to let me know I should be ashamed, but I don't know if you're with me and paying attention at the other times or not. You know, let me know when I should be ground up and milled. Let me know when I should go into the soul forge and be, smashed and reformed. Let me know when the crone should wag her finger at me, or the jester should laugh at me, or Barky should say, rustle, 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 or whatever the hell else you trees say. Sorry, Barky, that sounded more aggressive than I meant it to sound, but guys, if you're with me, you probably know I had one thing I was going to talk about up until last night when we were watching that movie, which is a few years old, but I missed it somehow. And then it was on a watch list, but I don't know, a different watch list than the ones I'm on, Barky, Citizen 4 watch lists. But a list of movies to watch. It was Exit Through the Gift Shop. And man, I did not know what I was in for, God's Emotional Journey, or the movie itself, Emotional Journey. But I was, unbelievably pleasantly surprised by it. I had no idea what I was getting into, but then, so the movie was great. I don't know if what you guys thought of it. Maybe, I don't know where you fall in the icons thing. Like I said, geez, there's some convenient icons in art, help keep the soul soulful, as maybe Bob Marley or somebody once sang. But then, after the movie sunk in, I said, oh boy, precipice analysis alert, PAA, or what is that, abyss awareness alert, AAA, well, that's probably, precipice abyss awareness alert, would be precipice abyss awareness, PAAA. Because I said, oh boy, what, I've been trying to figure out this whole Midler thing, gods, and saying, talking about revenue models. And then I said, geez, we'll go with the Midler Dark Edition, Midler Conrad Edition. And I say, man, maybe I've lost my way, gods, in this quest to create an app for people to complain into, collect their complaints. Do something with them, both in the light edition or the Midler Conrad edition with, vengeance add-ons. But, you guys probably know, I'm afraid, I'm not looking for fame, not really looking for fortune, but I said, geez, it would be nice not to have to worry. In the back of my mind, I said, well, geez, even if it's freemium, gods will figure out a revenue model, or we'll get acquired, by Yelp or somebody else. But then after watching Exit Through the Gift Shop, I said, oh boy, gods, Have I lost my way? Am I standing at the edge of a precipice or an abyss? Or is it, as Joseph Campbell says, not as, or whoever says it, I think maybe Joseph Campbell. Oh, God, I gotta mention this. Book recommendation. Joseph Campbell Companion. I don't know where the hell my copy of it is, but probably, when I think it's based on some lectures he gave. Holy moly, the greatest book I've ever owned, probably. That I don't know where it is. Given to me as a gift by my buddy Pat, not my actual older brother, but as but someone kind of like an older brother to me. But I said, "Jesus, God, am I losing my way? Should we just Midlerize the world, so to say? You know, Midler it." Not so much as art, because I don't want to say Midler's a work of art or, you know, artistic, but I say, geez, doesn't the world need to complain? And wouldn't it be nice if they could complain whenever they wanted to? Wouldn't it be nice if they had an application that they could yell into? Sorry for the two and twos. Yeah. Maybe they would yell and scream and then not take it out on me. And then they might be happy. Maybe then the world would be a nicer place for you and me. You used me in and two twice. Please don't criticize me, Midler, instead. That's a little Beach Boys, guys. I had no intention of going off that tangent. Sorry about that. But as I said in that song, well, maybe I don't know what I said in there, but should Midler just be a gift to the world? Well, not a gift to the world, just something we make. You say, hey, you can make something and put it out there. Why the hell don't you just do that? And can you trust? I don't know. I really admired some of the attitudes and, you know, that I saw for a few seconds, some of the street artists, Shepard Fairey, Banksy, plenty of the other guys. You know, the one guy lost his way. It was a wonderful story, though. But I said, what the hell are we doing here? We're taking something that could be wonderful, or maybe it isn't wonderful. Maybe you just say, hey, this Midler sucks. You know, well, why don't we screw the revenue model, guys? That's my proposal. I'm not making a ruling because we're a team. Well, I guess we're not a team because we're not a team of equals. Clearly, this is an unequal situation. I mean, clearly, I own, as I said, 51% of the decision-making. But you guys have about 1,001% of the power with your, you know, lightning and shame rays and whatever the hell, you know, metaphysical weapons are, you know, you'd have to look up metaphysical weapons to see what, but, you know, you guys can make buffs. You can use buffs. You're gods. So, you know, I'm not. So I'm not making a demand here, but guys, but I'm saying, what if we make Midler free, always free? Then you might say, well, how the hell are we going to make it if we don't pay anybody? And then as the guy, you're probably whispering, well, we can't leave this guy in charge. Clearly, he keeps coming every week. He's got a new wacky idea. Wait till you hear my latest idea at the end, gods. But I say, I don't know. And I say, yeah, you know, you guys are gods. So you don't have to worry about eating or rent or that kind of stuff. But you say, geez, maybe you don't have to either. Maybe you could trust us. Trust mysterious gods, you know, that have, not clear on 100% of what you've done for me. Challenges you've met me with in difficulties. He said, Jesus, those are learning opportunities from the gods. And then, you know, somebody might say, I'm learning to notice the nice stuff. Probably thank you for that. Then I say, but, you know, no concrete evidence. Just hear me out, guys. I don't know where, I guess don't hear me out because I got lost in my thoughts. But I say, geez, I guess that's what faith is, trust in you guys even when you don't do anything, apparently. Apparently is the, you know, put in parentheses or quotes or brackets and they say, well, geez, now you're doubting, you can't get anything. That's the paradox of faith, as you gods would probably put in a contract. The paradox of faith, according to the old gods and the new, is that without full faith, you don't get nothing. With full faith, you don't really notice it because you got faith. You say, hey, I got stuff. But if you say, where's my stuff? You don't get any stuff. And if you say you need stuff, then you don't realize you got what you need. You know, can't always get what you want. You got what you need. Oh, yeah. You can't always complain. Oh, yes. Yeah. You complain sometimes. If you complain sometimes, you just might try middle for your complaint needs. Oh, yeah, guys. I went down to the corporate drugstore to get a soda and some Band-Aids. They asked me if I had a membership card to get a discount. And then it was wicked complicated, and I felt like I was being... I decided I would buy a soda, my favorite flavor, maybe cherry or pepper, cherry Dr. Pepper. I don't know, guys. Sorry, two musical interludes. That one was not good. Midler. Bad musical interlude. Midler it. So, guys, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I say, geez, I don't know. Is Midler not art? Because as soon as you call it art, you say, oh, boy, you're calling yourself art. You fucking hit the road. But in some sense, we wouldn't be art. We'd be a selling paintbrushes and, you know, sticky. We'd be like the Kinko's of exits through the gift shop, gods. Now, whoa, boy, now we're talking. Face activated by the gods. Form of Kinko's. We could be the Kinko's of complaining. Midler. The Kinko's of complaining, but Kinko's might sue us. I don't think Kinko's is still in business, guys. I think it changed its name, so we might be safe. But that's it. Midler. Kinko's of complaining. Just like the Kinko's and exit through the gift shop. Midler lets you create, you know, whatever the hell complaining you want to do. If you want to do some straight-ass, you know, mathematical complaining, you know, you can make a copy of math stuff at Kinko's. But if you're an artist, you say, geez, I want to print out some big-ass shit, you know, and cut it out there. And it's a giant Andre the Giant head. Cool as hell. You can do that, too. Midler, we say, geez, you can complain in a regular complaining. You can complain statistical-based complaints. You know, you could upgrade for free. Well, we say, maybe we won't do the Conrad edition, or maybe we'll do it different without actual vengeance. Or maybe that'll be a super secret thing. But you say you want to do some more artistic complaining, like singing musical interludes, do it. You want to do drawing complaining, do it. You want to post some complaints and take a picture of it, do it. You want to do a video, do it. You want to do a diorama, complaint dioramas, Midler. You know, do a diorama. We could either do it in the app or you take a picture of it or we do a 3D rendering of a diorama. Guys, I know you can hear you. The costs are adding up and it's going to be free. And you say, whoa, boy, yeah, can't, you know, maybe that's a bad example. Where the spirit of Kinko's in the movie Exit Through the Gift Shop. How's that sound, guys? Or TBD, you know, to be decided. But I got to tell you about the other wacky idea. We'll think about this, guys. Discernment City, well, you know, population me, discerning that. Another thing for us to discern is I saw a truck. I seen it twice on my ride home from work. Both times on a Friday, I think. Towing behind the truck is a trailer. On the trailer were freezers labeled Dipping Dots Incorporated. Now, you guys will probably have to access one of your god databases. Dipping Dots have been the ice cream of the future. For 40 years, I think. Probably, maybe even more, I have no idea. But they're like little tiny ice cream balls. Like a mini mochi ball, guys. Maybe you've had a mochi ball in the last few years if you've shopped at Trader Joe's like me, or you've eaten at a establishment that says, here's your dessert, it's a mochi ball. They're like ice cream, I think in a rice type of gelatin. That's not a Dippin' Dot. Dippin' Dot's just a little piece of freeze-dried ice cream circle. I have no idea how they're made, Gads. Probably a million videos on YouTube about it. But everywhere says it's ice cream of the future because it's a little tiny balls instead of a lump of ice cream. And then at some point, in the last 10 years, somebody bought Dippin' Dots, and they said, hey, let's take it out of the... It was used to be only in state fairs and theme parks. It may be county fairs, but they say, hey, let's put it in some malls. You might even be able to buy it in a store now. But I was thinking, not part of our launch party, but you see acquisitions out of the box. Like, you see, sometimes Uber, they would, like, deliver cupcakes or Christmas trees or stuff. Now, you had to be rich to do that. So we want to say, well, maybe we don't need to be rich for this. But here's my proposal, Gods. Just hear me out. It's semi-thought out. We acquire Dippin' Dots or Dippin' Dots license. It's Dippin'. There's no G in it, I think. Dippin' Dots. Maybe we just create Dippin' Dots. But here's what we say, Gods. Dippin' Dots dipped. The future is here. We take Dippin' Dots, we dip them in some sort of chocolate, white chocolate, peanut butter, yogurt, you know, some sort of thing. You take Dippin' Dots, dip them. Dippin' Dots dipped. The future is here. Midler. There's nothing to complain about. I don't have the second tagline yet, Gads, but it's like ice cream. You can't complain. But with Midler, you can. Dippin' Dots dipped. The future is here. No need to complain. Something Midler for your complaints. I don't know. We'll brainstorm it. But I let you dip into the future's here, Midler. Dippin' Dots dipped. The future is here, Midler. We got to figure out the witty tagline in there. No need to complain. No need to complain. Future is here. No need to complain. Midler. A little wordy, Gads. I don't know. Anyhow, that was my crazy idea, but then I saw the exit through the gift shop, and I had that come to Crone, Miller, Smith, Barkey, Jester moment, you know. And then I said, okay, maybe I got to change my tune and you guys don't need any revenue. So in a non-revenue-based model, Gods, I would only lose. I would be the only one losing out on the revenue. Now, if you guys did some work, I don't want to say fair share because I don't want to get any, get your smoke meters on. They said, geez, if you threw in some work here, other than the inspirationally planning of great ideas, which I appreciate, I wouldn't have come up with that Kinko's thing. But, a little bit extra, I say, geez, you just I don't want to say manual labor, because I know that Gods is like a saying Queen of Thorns, scrub my floor type thing. I don't know, Gods, think about it. And just, maybe you snack on some Dippin' Dots, take human form, hit up a county fair, hit up a, double check the malls first. Theme parks, I'm sure most of them still have one Dippin' Dot stand. Just adds up, the price will make you smoke the, don't smoke the person working there, they just work there. So don't smoke anybody, just say, Midler, this is $7 for a freaking thing of ice cream. I don't even know if I've had Dippin' Dots, Gods. But Dippin' Dots dipped. The future is here, Gods, thank you.